let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel, what a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, the tiger saw me.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. It is Tuesday at 7, and we all know what that means. It is time for a little weary traveling.
Weary.
Weary,
weary, weary, weary.
And so this is season 2, episode 13. It's a big episode. It's going to be our last one of the season.
Big season.
And then we'll be kicking it off, hopefully, with something special for season 3.
Best season yet. Number 2.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's the best one for him. He had a kid during it.
Oh, yeah.
A lot happened during
it. Yeah. What else happened season 2?
We should have done a recap episode.
I don't remember. Everything?
Oh, yeah. Read out some of these highlights.
Hold on. What was season 1? Or episode 1?
Of season 2?
You know, this isn't as organized as I thought it would be.
Season 2 started when we got our new equipment. Like, when we got this new setup.
Oh, really?
January 1st.
I don't think I have anything.
What do you mean? You have the
Yeah, but normally
ledger.
There was a moment where I, like... Just started writing a bunch of notes on, season 3? We never had season
3. No, we haven't yet.
That was a, did we start
You have
with,
notes for season 3 already?
Did we start with Big Fat Quiz?
Are you a time traveler? No, that Big Fat Quiz was.
Yeah, it was.
Did we? I mean, it was, okay, maybe.
You know, these are just the notes of a madman.
These are not surprising. I'm Charlie's Notebook. Just symbols and... pictures.
Directions on how to...
You only write on one page? You don't write on the back size?
Well, some of them I do. I mean, if it's important.
Okay.
This is...
Well, I guess we'll... Never know.
We'll go back and listen.
So, this weekend, or since our last episode, we've been binge-watching a show.
What show? Oh, yeah.
What show? What show was that?
What was it called?
I mean, the Blind Side of their show. You're only dressed like the main character of the
that
show.
That was... So, when I first heard about... I was walking with my mother, and she said, I'm watching this show called Tiger something.
Okay.
And I said, I've never heard of it.
Paper
What's it
Tiger?
About? Yeah.
By Bill Burr.
She started explaining it, and I
and
didn't,
it sounded terrible.
I didn't want to watch this. I'll be.
You were the first one of us to watch it.
I know, I did. I cleaned it out.
So, the show is Tiger King, the Netflix original documentary. It is a hot mess of a show. I mean, it's really, there's just, it's
there's just
bonkers.
No point to it.
It's crazy.
The best was knowing what happens and looking at Jared's text messages, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So the order. So Joe watched it first because I text the group. Actually, shout out to Justin Picicaro, one of our avid listeners. He was the one that pushed me to watch it because he wanted somebody to talk to about it.
Yeah.
I text the group and said, "Hey guys, we should watch Tiger King before the next episode." And Joe's like, "I already finished it." Or you're like, "Oh, I'm on episode 7."
Oh,
like,
yeah,
how many
yeah.
are there? You're like, "7." Okay. So Joe watched it first. I binge watched it in 2 days, much to my roommate,
you
know, much to my roommate Jake's displeasure because he did not enjoy it at all.
Like it.
But it was on. And then Jared,
smart man.
Jared was batting third.
I started watching on call it Friday.
Oh, okay.
Carol, that dumb
Maybe.
Motherfucker. Carol Bassett.
I didn't want to watch it. I saw
Baskin.
It last Monday. I didn't want to watch it. Yeah.
Baskin.
Yeah.
It didn't... when did all of that take place?
Like
4 or 5 years ago. Right?
4 or 5?
Yeah. I mean, I think it started in, like, 2013 or something like that.
I can't believe all of those people agreed to be videotaped.
What do you mean?
That.
He was videotaping you mean the other people? Or, like Joe's
like
people?
Netflix
all the
people?
Scumbag people on that
By Netflix?
Show.
That's,
yeah.
Every single person is a scumbag on that show. What do you mean?
They're all trying to like justify themselves, but
they're
all doing the same thing.
Yeah,
they're like, every single one of them's awful.
Yeah,
little guy with the monkey just sitting in his lap.
Wait, oh that guy, that guy was from like Southern
guy?
Indiana. Oh, it was a
Tim Stark.
Tim Stark.
That was quite the loop.
Has
that was quite the turnaround on that show.
What? What happened?
Should we spoil it for our
I mean it's fair game.
They once Joe's in jail, he teams up with that Jeff
Oh,
guy.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I mean, granted, it fell through. They tried to build that big-ass 400-acre zoo.
Tim did.
Well, yeah, Tim started it.
Oh, yeah, he was digging with an excavator. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, moving all this earth out here.
He's like, yeah, I got my partner, I got my invest. It's like, that guy's not your partner.
No.
That guy was filthy broke.
Where did all these redneck hillbillies get millions of dollars? Like, where did Tim Starr get money?
Yeah.
I don't...
Those animals.
I guess. The illegal animal trade must be pretty nice.
They said, like, three grand for a cub tiger or something like that?
Well, he was saying that tiger will make him 10 grand. When he was like, that's what Joe said when he was holding it. Because, like, they do all those pettings and all that stuff.
Yeah, and they just charge you for every little thing you do.
So what about horse racing?
What about horse racing?
Is that comparable?
A horse owner makes a ton of money.
Well, I mean, if you own a competitive horse, and the breeding, like, is crazy. Yeah. But that's all legal. Like, that's a...
Yeah.
There's...
Like dog breeders. Yeah.
There's ways to do that. But horses are different. They like, horses are herding animals. Like, they're used to, like, going out in the field and just eating grass. Yeah. You're not having to pay them 10 grand of meat a year. And, like, that's a little bit different.
I really wish I would have been to one of these places.
I mean, they're still open.
On a vacation.
We can still go.
Yeah.
RV trip.
Myrtle
no
Beach.
No way. Yeah. Really? What are they in? Wasn't somebody in Oklahoma?
Yeah, Joe.
Big old Skokie
Did you watch the show?
I did, but I kind of forget all of it.
Yeah, I don't think you actually watched the show.
I did. Oh, I think I did.
Let's talk Carol Baskin killing her husband, because I think that absolutely happened. That
fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I don't personally like her all that much, but I don't think, like, she, I like her a lot more than I like Joe.
They were talking about somebody possibly falling out of an airplane.
Yeah, that was her husband.
And it was alleged, or?
No, it's alleged. She killed him. He's under the septic tank.
Yeah, he's under the septic
tank. No, I don't know where he is, but, like, the information around his disappearance, everything points to her doing. Like, she went in and, like, changed. Like, she was the person that profited the most out of him dying.
Yeah.
And then, like, with all that other stuff saying that, like, with the letter he left saying
she was poor as shit, too.
Yeah, right. He picked her up on the side of the road. Yeah, and then she killed her way into being a millionaire. Yeah.
What about the nerdy, kind of like the nerdy guy who remarried Carol Baskin?
Oh, that guy's the worst.
Where did
that guy
come from?
That guy gets pegged. I'll tell you that much. They have that picture of him in a tiger costume on the ground with the collar. Like, she's holding his collar. I was like, she is fucking that dude, but not in the way you think.
She got the strap on?
Yeah, for sure. He was... That guy is...
Do you think the strap-on's leopard spotted? Or
I think probably,
Everything else she has is, so... Sure
it is. That is the... That blows my mind. I would never deal with that. Like, if I married somebody and they're like, oh yeah, everything I own is cat print, I'd be like, oh, this is...
Oh, you're a psycho. Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That's a big red flag. Oh, wait. Hey, let's do this. Let me see if he's going to pick up. Old Danny boy, friend of the program, he's also watched it. Let's see if we can get his...
Annual's unfiltered
feedback
thoughts?
Here, yeah.
All
right. Hold on. I need my connector.
Are you calling his...
You want to... Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Joe Exotic? Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
You think he'll answer?
I don't know. Did you tell him you were going to call him over the podcast?
No, I didn't.
I mean, what else does he have going on? We're all in quarantine.
Yeah, that's right.
7:15 on a Tuesday up there.
Daniel.
Annual.
I think this is him.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Did I almost pull it
almost.
How about we calm it down over there?
Papa John's, how can I help you?
Hey,
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. It's the Weary Travelers here. How's it going there, bud?
Doing
all right. Hey, we wanna know your thoughts on Carol Baskin. Do you think she killed her husband, or what do you think went on there?
Give us your unfiltered thoughts, Daniel.
So guilty.
What's the inside scoop?
Lying sack of shit.
Aren't we all, Daniel?
What do you think about her new husband with the glasses?
The guy she had on a leash at the wedding. Like, on the beach.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. What piece of crap he probably is still.
I mean, he seems like a nice guy. Don't you think he has, like, good intentions and stuff like that?
Hell of a singing voice.
I mean, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
They're tricky like that.
I would say it'd be perfect.
About how she, no, I didn't throw my husband into the septic system. I didn't feed him to the lions.
I thought that was, if you had a character on that, and not even a character, well, who would you most identify yourself as on that that show? Who screams Daniel to yourself?
Oh,
if you had
man,
to pick one.
That's such a hard question. Travis? I don't know. Maybe that amputee with no legs, he seemed like a normal guy. So maybe I can be like him.
That was a girl. No, that was a guy, yeah. Oh, you're talking
Lieutenant
about
Dan.
Or maybe Joe Exotic. I don't know.
I mean, that spot's already taken, Daniel. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, you're looking at Joe Jack Exotic right here.
Two husbands, so maybe that's not me.
All righty, we'll let you get back to what are you doing right now, Daniel?
I'm just masturbating. You know.
Aren't we all?
Thanks, Daniel.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, Daniel. We'll call you back sometime.
Okay, anytime.
All right, see you, bud.
All right. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, well done, Dan.
Thanks, Daniel.
Dan the Man Booker Tan. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Gentlemen.
I did like the guy with no legs. I thought he was cool. I also like the producer guy.
I wanted to punch that guy square in the throat.
The producer?
Yeah.
Why?
That guy is just a real piece of shit.
He had the pack of cigarettes.
What did he do wrong?
I guess, and I just hated him.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for that guy when he said the thing burnt down and he lost all of his footage.
Yeah, that sucks.
I've never felt worse for anybody. Oh my God, he wasted half of his, what was he there, a year or two?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He's crazy enough. He embedded himself with them. I don't know how
they all did. Yeah. Did you not think that guy looked like Frank Collins, the campaign manager? I thought he did.
It works.
I mean, not exactly like it, but he's just like...
It works.
That campaign manager was the only... good one out of the...
You thought he was a good... I thought he was...
Was he a good guy?
No, he was doing meth right along with
him. You think so?
Yes.
Nobody in that movie or show was, air quotes, good.
If I had to put my finger on one, it would be the campaign manager.
Oh. For what?
The big libertarian? He's probably as crooked as the rest of us.
Yeah.
The guy saying fuck the government?
Yeah.
I knew Joe Exotic was crazier than shit when I first had that conversation with him in Walmart.
Yeah.
That was his opening line.
Good lead-in.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, they headhunted him from his manager position at Walmart to come be a campaign manager, and then he stuck around after all that, so he was definitely doing meth with them.
Yeah.
Had to be.
How crazy is that, though? He just fucking fed these guys...
Walmart
marijuana
meat?
And meth to keep the dudes around.
Yeah.
The guy and was then saying, all the, this is the best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah. And then all the food. We get first pick at the Walmart trip.
Yeah.
They're dumpster diving.
Yeah.
It's
like
gross.
The hippies from...
all expired meat, and they just take it.
That's gross.
That's so nasty. I would say the one... See, and I don't identify with her, but I thought like the kind of the most normal person was the chick that lost an arm.
Yes.
Like, she seemed seemed kind of on her... But, like, what I don't understand... I wonder if Joe paid her a lot of money to, like, win her over after that. Like, I'll settle. I'll give you, like, 50 grand.
I don't think he had any money, though.
At that time, he did.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't have tons. They were just trailer trash.
She came back to work, like, 4 days after getting her arm bitten.
That's
off.
Nuts.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Here, kitty.
That has come out. There's been a lot of memes that came out of that scene, that when Joe says that he'll never financially recover from this.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of memes for that one. I like that.
Well, when he walks into the shop, he's like, just so everybody knows,
yeah,
employee just got their arm bitten off. Yeah.
But you guys can come back later or something.
I'll give you a rain check if you want.
Top 10 lion, or what's this thing called?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
He didn't watch it, Mike.
He didn't watch it.
Yeah. I totally did watch it. Let me get images.
Just Googling memes at this point.
Do you guys have a favorite one? I think we already
that
went around,
fat
right?
Fuck on the
sea.
There he is.
Where? On the sea,
right there. To your right.
To the right.
Right, yeah. Right there. I'm not gay, but a bag of meth is a bag of meth.
Sold that on a T-shirt in California. Except it's like $20. It's $20. Me, after 6 weeks of eating, delivery, and getting a $12,000 stimulus check.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the internet is undefeated. Once again.
It was kind of funny the first time I saw it, but when they did the whole social distancing thing with his teeth. Have you seen that one?
No. Social...
Just do social distancing.
Look at
you'll
those
see
teeth
it.
Look exactly like that mouthpiece.
I know. That's, he nailed it for that guy.
Yeah.
You're dressed as the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
So who's Mike? It. Mike, who? I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, never mind.
Did you guys want to see the never-before-seen bloopers of?
Oh, hold on. Let's do this one. About Tiger King.
No.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's watch the Tiger King. So I found this right before we started filming, and this is a remix of Carol killed her husband. give it a shot.
Who is this?
Some dude.
Okay.
Oh, you're bored, right? I bet you've never been this bored. I was smoking chronic, watching Joe Exotic, and I could tell Carol Baskin was so psychotic. Ooh. All her husband's money is what I know she wanted. So she fed him to the tigers and disposed his body. No wonder no one saw him, this shit was crystal clear. He invested all the money in his business there. It was easier for her to say he disappeared, so she could use it as a cover-up when shit gets weird. Now let's talk about Jeff Lowe. Joe was depressed, bro, blowing out meth smoke, going all mental. He was going broke till you showed up like, let's go. You took the zoo from him and you turned on him tenfold. It was Joe always kissing his ass, not knowing Jeff Lowe's not as rich as he acts, but he thinks he's the man, so Joe gives him a pass. Who would have known Jeff Lowe was a snitch and a rat? I'm just saying. Carol killed her husband. You won't ever change my mind.
She is scary.
Carol killed her husband.
Poor guy. His name Don Lewis.
Sounds right. Carol, no, that was his first name. Like,
Don Lewis was his first name?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Did they ever show video of her first husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember seeing that.
That's because you didn't watch it.
I'll tell you what. We should go to Walmart and get some.
You can kill him.
What's
is that Mike? Are you supposed to be him?
Yeah, that's who I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'd be closer,
with the teardrop?
I'd be closer to being the campaign manager than I would be that guy.
I didn't see this guy prior to the teardrop, so I had no fucking clue what you were talking about.
Really? what's the explosion that they use a lot in?
Oh,
you
buy I don't know what it's called, but Walmart, I know what you're talking
who
about.
Who knew you could buy that over the counter?
Well, you might be able to in Oklahoma.
Oh, this? He said this is the legal amount.
Yeah. I do all this shit with what I can buy over the counter at Walmart.
Do you think we should go to Walmart and get some? Starts with a T.
It does. I don't know what it's
Tannerite?
Called. Sounds right.
Tapioca.
Tapioca pudding.
Panty pudding.
That's pudding. How you should have did your gender reveal.
Panty pudding?
Tannerite? No.
What? I didn't know where you were going with that.
Jeez. Oh,
but yeah, no, I thought that was a fantastic
good.
Music video.
I think I'm gonna continue that on the ride home.
It's all Joe's fault that Jeff fucked him.
Yeah. Jeff didn't steal the park. Joe sold
Joe
it to him.
Joe sold it to him
yeah.
to get out try of and debt. Fuck Carol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shit.
But what a weird ass life that dude lives, Jeff. Like just going on with his wife and like that dude's a piece of shit.
What do you
mean? You didn't watch it, so I'm not going to try
know,
to watch it.
I know who you're talking about.
He, like,
about.
Goes down to Vegas, and, like, him and his wife just bang a bunch of people, which, I mean, if that's what they do. But
he started
they're having a child, starting a daycare, and he's like, you want a daycare, or you want a nanny?
Yeah.
You want a nanny, I get to pick her. And he, like, picks his hot chick. You got to have something good to look at.
Yeah, and then he's like, you better hit the gym after you have that baby. He was like, oh, shit, this guy's a real asshole.
Did he? And he got a felony for what in Vegas? I don't feel like they ever said.
They did. He was taking. He had 2 tiger cubs, which was illegal.
Oh.
Took cubs into the hotel.
And he was, he's bringing them into the hotel for pictures.
I mean, they just wanted a few scratches.
Yeah.
Right behind the neck.
All right, so let's see this.
Those animals are beautiful, though.
Yeah, they are.
Holy shit.
We ready for the...
not that.
The whatnot? Let me see.
The what have you?
Yes. So these are the bloopers.
A blooper reel.
From... Are we going to post this?
Yes.
Is this a Chernobyl,
probably,
Chernobyl blooper reel?
Yeah, probably tonight.
Okay.
Wow.
Or yesterday, if you're listening to this. Ready?
Good.
All right.
I fucked it up. I did.
Jared's shaking. Man. All right, let's try this again. Ready?
Ow, fuck.
This is the working area. We'll be clearing out of whiskey bottles and bourbon.
Look how high I had that thing, trying not to laugh.
Look at Jared. Wait at the area outside the studio. So I can't look at Joe in the eye. You stick your ass out too much. Sorry. You get to the area outside the studio, catch your breath. You don't need it for me. Say it. This is the work, Fitz. Cleared of whiskey and bourbon.
Man, that was bad.
Rum time.
I didn't know that was such a clear movement.
What?
The
your hesitation?
Yeah. Holy shit. That was funny.
I had quite the joy.
Oh, that is so much fun.
Your neighbors have to hate you.
Mine?
No.
Mine.
The amount of laughing his dumbass probably does all by himself.
I think they all think I'm insane. Because I just sit there and...
Don't we all? Nah.
There are times where I will just crack up to myself. And I look around and just like, oh yeah, nobody's here. This containment.
I just picture you sitting alone like, hey, get a look at this.
That's exactly what it is.
Man.
That was good.
It was.
Not better than Jojo Rabbit, though, huh?
Ooh.
How about that movie?
It was good. Movie.
I kind of forget about it. But.
Well, I just watched it, so it is fresh on my mind.
When did we watch it?
So that was back when we got tamales.
Like three or two
we got quesadillas.
That was almost a month ago.
Two weeks, right?
Was that around St. Paddy's Day?
It was before Paddy's Day.
I'm losing track of time.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly can't. I don't remember when that was. But it was a good time. But I love that movie. So if you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, sorry, because we're about to spoil a lot of it. But it is so funny. I highly recommend you go see it.
Did you have any favorite parts?
I have so many favorite parts. I think one of my favorite parts, I die laughing every time. It's just done so well. Is when Hitler offers him the cigarettes and he's so like preoccupied, he just waves them away, like casually, just like dismisses it. Just the acting in that scene is so fucking funny.
That little kid, you think he's gonna grow up to be a superstar actor?
It's tough to tell when they're that young because you could get like a Haley Joel Osment effect where it just gets fat and gross. Sorry, Haley.
How old is that kid? Like 7?
In the movie, he's 10. So I don't know how.
The actor was 10?
No. Like his character is 10. Okay. That was another one when Hitler's yelling at him. He's like, "You're 10 years old, Jojo. Start acting like."
That's who my favorite character was, Sam Rockwell.
Yes, I knew that was yours.
Ooh, if we could recreate the scene where he gives his opening speech.
That was what I was getting. So, go ahead. Finish your thought.
It's the big kickoff at, what do you call it? Summer camp for Hitler the youth Hitler camp. Youth. Yeah. And he's giving his big intro speech, and he does a little little cool little target practice with the...
Oh, can a two-eyed man do this?
There were so many things in that that, like, I never knew he was gay. Well, I guess that's a spoiler.
We're doing spoilers. It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so two things. I'm going to start with what I was going to say, which is that I was going to change your text tone for me. But I can't, because it's like, if somebody hears it out of context, it's so bad. But
what is it?
Sam Rockwell's opening line, he's like sitting there with his, he's sitting there with his sunglasses on. I think he's eating something or something.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hi, Hitler, guys." And I so wanted to get that, but I can't have my phone saying, "Hi, Hitler."
"Hi, Hitler, guys."
"Hi, Hitler, guys."
The best is when they're all in that house. And I don't know what the, well, they're all hailing Hitler.
Oh man,
like the Gestapo show.
Hitler.
You watch? There's a like a little breakdown of that whole scene on YouTube.
No,
because I think Stephen Merchant helped wrote the script. I
believe it. Yeah.
When he comes in as the he's walking towards Sam Rockwell as he comes in, and he leans down. I think he was like standing up on a box a little bit.
I bet, because he's not that tall.
He's tall. He's not that tall.
The other thing I was going to say about Sam Rockwell's character is the my other favorite thing that he does. He's so good throughout the whole movie, but at the very end when he's wearing his outfit and they're like going to battle, he looks over at JoJo and gives him the eyebrows like, "Yeah, check this out."
What did he have, like a new gun or something? Like his whole...
He had the feather in the hat. Yeah. He had the guy behind him with the megaphone playing music. You'd have to rewatch it. Like the movie is very much worth a rewatch.
Yeah.
I just watched it for Jake just watched it for the first time, and I watched it along with him, and it was just so good.
I may have to watch that tonight.
What else is that guy in?
Who? Sam Rockwell?
Yeah.
He's in Iron Man. He's in Seven Psychopaths.
He's
shout out Seven Psychopaths. If you haven't seen that, go watch it.
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
You're interrupting my Seven Psychopaths talk to plug Charlie's Angel Full Throttle.
He has a really cool. Like, have you ever seen?
I guess he reminds me of Edward Norton.
Edward Norton's good.
I thought he was in Fight Club, but he's not.
Mm-mm. No.
He reminds me. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, him and Green Mile, I think, was my first exposure to Sam Rockwell.
What character is he in Green Mile?
The crazy dude.
Wild Bill?
Something like that.
I think his name. Hey there, fuck sticks.
Okay. He's really scary.
He throws... What is he? He eats a brownie, and he holds it in his mouth for like 3 hours. And then as the guard is coming by to inspect... the prisons. He blows it in his face. Wait, can we look up a little clip of that? Sam Rockwell.
Our listeners aren't going to be able to watch it. But.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't want to lose that either.
That's true.
I think one of my favorite characters who isn't in the movie all that much is. Yeah. Is it Yorkie, his friend, the little fat British kid? Yeah. Yorkie is the most adorable child I've ever seen.
Is he British or from New Zealand?
I don't know, but he is a very, I thought it was British, but he has like a very distinctly non-German accent, and it's very
JoJo.
He's like, because JoJo at the very end, he's all in his army gear. He's like, "I'm a soldier, JoJo," and he's like, "But you're only 11." He's like, "I know, right?"
Don't they give him like military clothes that just disintegrate?
It's like he's like, "It's paper light." He's like trying to run. He's like, "It's so hard to run." It's adorable.
I fucking love that movie through and through. And who plays the mother?
Scarlett Jo.
Man, she is amazing.
Yeah,
her little shoes that she had. I think I said that. I wouldn't mind owning
the bowling shoes.
Well, I don't think those work for men.
Well, I think they do it for. That style for men, right?
Yeah. You could get him in a bowling alley.
Just go bowling.
Bowling shoes.
Walk out with your shoes.
Not bad.
They'll be hanging in the market.
Who was it? What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson?
No.
I knew it was going.
The bigger girl. I forget. Rebel Wilson? Was that her name?
She's from Bridesmaids, right?
She's from
Pitch Perfect. She's from Pitch Perfect. That's what it is. Yeah.
But she's fantastic.
She's
in that
funny,
movie.
Man. She's funny in every movie I've seen her.
But she's like, because when Sam Rockwell's doing a speech, he's like, men, like the boys will learn like grenade tosses and all these crazy combat things. He's like, women will learn to sew and how to have how to get pregnant. And she's like, I've had 18 babies for the mother for the fatherland. Like she does like a whole like. Yeah.
Her at the end kind of cracked me up.
Man. When she gets the Browning or whatever machine gun that is.
That is just so... I've never seen it. I thought that was a brilliant movie through and through.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome
Did it win any awards at the Oscars?
Best original screenplay.
Original yeah.
The director, I can't say his name, so I'm not going to try, but the guy that played Hitler, yeah. So funny. Like, Hitler was so good in that, like, him as a character, and it's just so funny.
I don't think he tops though as portraying Hitler.
Well,
my favorite portrayal of Hitler, which is
Inglourious Basterds.
Downfall. You ever seen that? Nope. It's the one where you've seen the video where it's Hitler in the bunker arguing and they dub over it.
When he makes everybody leave the room except for like five. Okay.
Crips.
Girl. Is that a good movie?
Oh, I mean, it's really accurate. And it's all about the final days. It's depressing as fuck. Everybody's killing themselves left and
so
right.
So happy.
I know.
Bunch of dead Nazis.
Yeah, your hero died that day, right?
Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, the saddest part of World War II for Jackson was the fall of the Third Reich.
I remember, did I say this on the I don't know if I said that. I was sitting in a history class and somebody was like, or I think I was, somebody mentioned the Third Reich and I raised my hand and I was like, what were the Second and First Reichs? And they were like, they didn't know the answer.
I don't.
But then it's like, who the fuck cares? Because all that shit's kind of made up. I don't know.
I don't know the First and Second Reich.
Yeah. I think they tried to explain it, but I didn't know.
You asked the question and then zoned out.
Yeah. That was in college.
Oh, different times.
Different times.
We all know where Joe was. Somewhere in the class.
Just zoning.
Yep.
Got this running contest coming up.
I am so excited.
Just a distance challenge.
Just a distance, right?
I might not run at all.
What do you mean by that? Walking?
You can walk.
Okay.
That's it.
You can skip.
Roll. You can skip.
You can skip, walk, or run.
And it's just distance, right?
It is just distance.
Who do we have strictly signed distance. Up so far? We
got it's the three of us, Pekikaro and Grouchy.
Grouchy.
Hey, I told my wife to sign up. I don't know if she did.
Yeah, how do you...
Maybe we should give her some peer pressure.
Do we...
Maybe call her up?
What's her... Yeah. How do you know how to...
dial your phone?
Do you know how to actually sign up?
I mean, you got to sign up for the app, the Nike Run Club, which you have not plugged correctly once on social media.
Yeah, you never do it right.
I don't.
It's Nike Run Club. All you got to do is...
You got to download it,
sign up, and then become friends with one of us three.
Okay.
And then one of us three can, like, edit the challenge and invite anybody.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It's really
I've just
simple.
Been telling everybody to text you. I'm like,
nobody has. Yeah.
Really?
I reach out to the two people you told me about.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, let's see if Sarah signed up.
Yet. I invited other people, but didn't get any buy-in. Jackson got a whopping zero buy-in from anybody. You know,
a loyal listener on Twitter did. I tried to find him on the app, but I couldn't.
Oh, Doug Cummings?
Yeah. There were no pictures. She's gonna stiff us again.
Well, I don't think we stiffed her before.
Whoa. It's my wife you're talking about, you son of a bitch.
Hi,
you gotta call her again. Shit. She doesn't have your number. You
she doesn't
got,
do
just do one more time.
Just one
sure.
more?
Yeah. Alright. If she doesn't pick up.
If she picks up, start speaking Mandarin Chinese. Tell her car insurance is running out. Her warranty on her car.
Hey, Sarah, it's the boys from the Weary Travelers. How's it going?
I don't know who you're talking Good. How are you?
Did you sign up for the run challenge yet? We're just checking in, calling all of our loyal listeners.
Oh, I have not.
You haven't. So, Jared, what do we have to have Sarah do? Download the
Nike Run Club app.
Nike Run Club app. Do you got that, Sarah?
Apple Store or Google Play.
Nice.
Oh, I hear a little rat in the background.
Is that Joella?
How's Joella doing?
I don't know.
Sarah, you with us?
She's good.
Hey, I got another really important question for you, Sarah.
What's up?
What weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
They weigh the same.
No, the water weighs more because butane is a lighter fluid.
Is, but...
Well, sometimes we get just it's lighter, but yeah. Well, anywho, Sarah, do you think this? I'm really looking forward to the run contest. Do you guys have a stroller for the baby?
We do.
You do, and you guys are walking already.
Yeah, strapped to Sarah's chest.
I hope you guys can walk more than 28 miles in a day.
And then do you just hold Joella?
Joe's running a marathon a day?
Yeah. I'm in no.
I got a sick plan.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sarah.
No problem.
All right,
thanks,
you.
Sarah.
I didn't have anything.
Well, shit. You have to thank her when you get home, Jared.
Yeah, we'll thank her.
Yeah, I'll stiff her. Or whatever Joe said.
We've never been stiffed before. Oh, shit.
We've never
so can
before.
Do you think people can, like, join mid-contest?
They
or
could,
does
yeah,
it shut out?
No, they could, but they're going to be behind because I'm about to run so much.
Yeah, and it starts at midnight here, right?
I got a notification say it was starting today, and I was like, wait, hold on. And I got in there, and it was
starts
like,
at midnight.
Yeah. At midnight? All yep. right.
Nice.
Should I get my old midnight run in? End it with a midnight run and start it with a midnight run?
Yeah, you might as well, you piece of shit.
Your little lap around the driveway?
I'll walk you guys out to your cars.
I would like...
And just keep walking and walking.
You can't do that. But it officially starts at midnight.
It starts
right?
in 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. You're going to get a night run?
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
You're going
to
get stabbed if you go for a run right now.
Yeah, I know, really. I'm not going out.
So, what did you do last time, Jackson? How many miles?
100 and something.
I had 56 in October.
How do you...
I don't know how I can even tell you that.
I love that Joe walks people through technical problems at work.
I don't.
On the phone.
I don't.
And he has no idea how to operate an app.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I...
That's all right.
I mean, when you win, you don't really keep track of how much by, you know?
So, just so all these clowns know, the steak challenge is just us three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Anthony's going to beat you.
Yeah.
Do you
Our
think
good
so?
Friend
oh,
Rousey
no. so
will
you,
beat you.
We need to talk about this. I actually...
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh,
all right, we're
he's
gonna,
hiding stuff.
We're going to talk about this because Joe's not allowed to weigh in.
Whoa!
So, Grousey asked...
Mute your mic and everything, Joe.
Grousey asked if he's allowed to log his treadmill runs.
Yeah.
And not like an outdoor run.
How do you log a treadmill run?
You can do it.
Oh, you can just
you
punch
can
it in?
I told him he can do that, but he has to take a picture of the treadmill mileage when he's done. As proof that it happened.
Wow, I like it.
Oh, you can just go in there and turn it off. There's a way to like, kind of run the meter for that.
It's a no, gentleman's it's game.
It's a gentleman's game? All right.
No, you have to be doing it.
Yeah.
Like, the phone's not... If you put the phone on the treadmill, nothing's going to happen.
Oh, it'll track you if you're just on a treadmill?
No.
Yes, it will.
What?
Yeah. You can track treadmill runs. So I gave it up last time we were doing
this. Oh, I mean, yeah, but you have to enter the mileage, right? Like, you just put in the... That's how, because the first run that I entered last time, I had done right before we started, before I downloaded the app. So yeah. I went in and added it afterwards. And it just tells you like how far did you go.
Gotcha.
And what was your
So time? If you click settings, the gear,
mm-hmm.
and you click indoor, there's an indoor outdoor for tracking. If you just click it, so it says indoor.
Okay.
And done, it'll just fucking track you on your treadmill.
Do you have to have it in your hand?
Like you start? You probably do. I'm sure you do.
Run in place.
And then you just, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. You don't hold it with you when you...
I keep it in my
pocket. I guess I usually wear wired headphones, so I
do too. I also walk, so...
Oh.
Well. There's very little...
Yeah, it's going to track your...
If I'm running,
it's tracking your things here. I mean, I'm at 0.03 miles already.
And that's where it's going to end.
I mean, holy shit. 0.04, Jackson, what do you think about that?
Oh, are you actually... Oh, nice.
That's working.
Are you just... Really? Just sitting there jerking it.
I just ran 0.06 miles in 35 seconds.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see.
I'm glad that was before midnight. Or
I wouldn't let you do it. So we're okay with letting Grousey track his treadmill miles?
Yeah, you might want to tell him, because he doesn't listen.
I told him.
Piece of shit.
No, I was texting.
You have to hold the phone.
Let me see.
Hmm?
You got to hold the phone.
You got to hold the phone? Okay.
Uh-oh. This is Dougie Cummins. I have a new thing, so he may not.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, nobody's picking up robocalls these days.
Yeah, but it's, well.
Who's Doug Collins?
Doug Cummings, yeah.
Who is he?
I don't know.
I went to
He reached out on Twitter.
Hey, Doug. Dougie Fresh.
How you been, dude?
I've been good. Are you still up in the Windy City there?
I am indeed.
Hey, so I'm recording a podcast right now. I'm getting these messages like daily, like Doug cannot log into the running contest challenge. He's pissed. He wants to log his miles. He wants to be a part of the fun, the action. I've been telling everybody the wrong little app to download. So is it Nike Run Club app?
Nike Run Club.
Yeah.
Is the name of the app.
You have that, and are you able to like search me, Joe Jackson?
His picture is Captain Hook.
Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, let's do it live. Yeah, we'll wait. Hey, Doug, while we're waiting.
Yes, sir.
What do you think weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
I guess it's a gallon of water.
Do you know why?
Butane is a noble gas.
Well, butane is a lighter fluid. Just keeping you on your toes there, Big Doug.
So I'm opening up the app right now.
Yeah, I'm just curious if it works for you.
Let's see. Wait, I do have 10 friends. Maybe we're already friends. Yeah.
Oh. Here. That'd be cool.
Invite others.
Do you have like a login thing?
I do not
you
think
do.
So. Or what?
Well, you have. Yeah, you're logged in as you.
Okay.
I mean, there are a ton of Joe Jacksons.
His picture is Captain Hook.
Do you see? Yeah, do you see Captain Hook?
From the movie.
And that's the good Captain Hook, the 1991 Captain Hook. Yeah, Dustin Hoffman's Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Not that bullshit 2001 Peter Pan. All right. Yeah.
I would never.
Okay. Okay, good. You got it? So I'm wondering.
You should get a notification, Jim.
We can walk you. Yeah.
Composite picture.
We can do that off air, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that off air. But you're still in Chicago, though, right? Big windy city. Or do you think you're going to have any trouble with the wind as you're running around?
It makes me stronger.
Do you know why they call it the Windy City?
Oh, Jesus.
I do.
Why?
The politicians blowing hot air.
I thought it was just the natural wind.
Well, it was a common misconception.
That joke doesn't land when they actually know the reason.
So Doug, we were talking about Tiger King earlier. Have you had the blessing and the opportunity to see Tiger King yet?
I just finished it last night.
Oh, there you go.
So hot question of the night. Do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
100%. She did.
100%.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Where do you think the body is?
In some tiger's stomach.
Yeah,
the bones.
Could
I don't
anywhere.
Know.
Don't hang up yet.
I got you. Hey, we're confirming the. Do we got him?
Invite sent to Doug Cummins.
All right, invite's coming your way. You should get it any second now.
All right, sweet. Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome, man.
Thanks, Doug.
Well, good talking to you. Happy running.
Yeah. We'll see you out on the leaderboard.
Safe out there. Yeah. Are you still down in the Queen City?
Yeah, the Queen City down in Cavois. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay safe. Avoid that corona.
You got it, man. Talk to you later, Doug. Thanks, man.
Good talking. Later, Joe.
See ya. I haven't talked to him in ages.
Well, there you go.
I'm really surprised he answered the phone.
Me too.
Rekindling the flame.
Shit, we should have made Daniel download the app.
Daniel, well, that's calling back after this. Not right now.
Okay.
Hold on a second. We've had enough of him on this podcast.
Yeah, what do you want? Oh, wait. This is good. Let's see if, do you think Gil's up?
I don't know. He wasn't up last time we called him.
Yeah, we're not calling.
Have you heard his podcast?
I haven't.
Don't waste your time. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about Dude Podden.
Shots fired.
Listen to the Weary Travelers instead.
All right. Are we ready to tie a bow on this big boy?
Yeah.
To play us out?
Yeah, go ahead and play us out. We got a special song here.
Yeah.
Along with our opening song, which also special.
You're muted.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Pause it.
Hold on.
Pause it.
You're good.
Get all wired up here.
Gonna take my horse to the old town road.
So we got a special song this time around. Like our intro song, it is featured by the great Mr. Joe Exotic. So we'll go ahead and wrap up here, and we will let you listen to this song as we play out. So thank you very much for sticking around. This has been the last episode of season 2. We will see you next. We'll see you next time on season 3 with some brand new material, and we will be in the dead center of our run challenge. So it'll be fun. All right. Well, when can they catch us, Joe?
I think Tuesday at 7. And Jared, where are we gonna be, buddy?
We're gonna be here in the Yucatan podcast stand.
Ho!
All right. Thanks. See you next week.
I'm a lover, I'm a fighter, I'm a never-ending itch. I'm a jumper through the jungle with a 9-foot whip. Got a body, got a booty, I'm a sugar cane. I ain't no turtle, I'm a supersonic plane. I'm a pretty woman lover, I'm an ugly woman's dream. Baby, you're lucky I'm a man.